time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Representative Christine Watkins from up in Salt Lake, and she's getting ready to head on up to the Hill to do some work. So we're going to take a moment and have our legislative update. We've got a couple of things that she would like to discuss. One is House Bill 60, and that is a vaccine passport amendment. And then Senate Bill 170, which if you are thinking of running for office, this really pertains to you, and it's a change from what it's been in the past. So we'll get into those two things with Christine Watkins. Representative, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
I love it when you come on, because every time we talk, I learn something, and it's always good information to get out there and let people know what's going on. So right out of the gate, let's start with this House Bill 60, the vaccine passport amendment. And you said that they've put a circle around this one, and that means it's going to come back around, and we're going to talk about it some more, right? Is that what that means?
Right. The sponsor presented it on the floor. It's already gone through committee, and another legislator stood up and said, I want to circle it. I have a substitute coming, and I want to be able to do that. So we had a vote to circle it or not, and those who chose to circle it won by just a couple of votes. I wanted to just hear it and move on, but obviously that didn't happen. But my phone, my little mini computer has been blown up by people. This is a really contentious, hot topic. Can government, can businesses discriminate against you? Because you won't tell them whether you're vaccinated or not, or whether you, of course, they might know you've already had COVID. So we just, a whole bunch of us don't like the idea of that little passport that in order to be able to move freely out in the community, you have to kind of wave it around and say, I've been vaccinated. And so the sticking point for some legislators, and specifically the one that wants to put in a substitute, is that this will tell employers that they can't do that. And some employers don't care. They're not doing anything anyway. There are others who say, no, you're getting into my territory. I want to be able to run my business the way I want and have my employees do what I want them to do. So there was a lot of talking on the floor, debating, and then, of course, it was circled. But it's still out there. It'll be interesting to see if this substitute comes through. There's been a lot of gaming of bills this year, more so than I ever can remember. So who knows what's going to happen. There are certain entities that have wanted to require proof. Now, we know that what Biden wanted to do was pushed out by the courts, except for facilities that use Medicaid and Medicare. So our hospital people still have to either be vaccinated or say they have a deeply religious held feeling and don't want to do it, or they have other health reasons why they can't take it. So we know that the hospitals and doctors, because they take this money, okay, the president has said they have to require this. But I think we're so far down the road now that people should just be able to go out and do and be, even our governor thinks that. So, and I hope you'll be talking about that later on as to how we're going to treat COVID from now on.
So what are your thoughts on whether this one's going to stick or whether this one's going to go away?
Well, I think this one might stick. There's a lot of people that are very passionate about their personal rights, including legislators and their constituents. So I think this one's going to come back around. It's on the board. It's just circled. And we don't have very many bills on the board, which is really unusual. I'm not quite sure what's happened this year. I know they're still coming, and I do two of mine on the Senate side this week. So it's there, and it won't. All they have to do is stand up and say, "I motion to uncircle," and it's back on the docket for us to immediately start talking about.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's House Bill 60. The other one you wanted to talk about was Senate Bill 120, and this really pertains to anybody that's thinking about running for office. These are some deadlines that are going to change, and they're going to change this year, correct?
Correct, and it's actually Senate Bill 170, if somebody wants to look it up. It has passed, and it's been signed by the governor, so we know this is a go. And normally, if this bill wouldn't have passed, I would have come home March 5th, because we stay up till midnight on March 4th. That's our last day. And that Monday, I would have started a week of when I could go in and file to run for office. That's people who run for any other office, all representatives, half of the Senate, our congressional senator. We got one of those up. And, all of our Congress people have to run every 2 years. Well, it was the parties, the Republican and Democrat Party, all came to leadership and said, hey, this is really pushing things for us. We're actually going to be holding our statewide caucus meetings where we elect our state and county delegates. We won't even know, unless someone's petitioned to gather signatures, who's running for office. And it makes it hard for people to know whether they want to become a state or county delegate. They got together with the parties and moved that week to next week, starting the 28th through the 4th. So all of us that are up here, those who are choosing to run again, we will file with the Lieutenant Governor's office. And then, of course, everyone at home who's running, wants to run for office, has to go to the county building and file there with the clerk.
So, and I think, you know, once again, I think it's really important to let people know that if you're thinking about running for office, you start Monday the 28th.
Yes.
You can start filing your paperwork Monday the 28th, and you have until the 4th. So you've got that five-day window where you can put your name in and go and get ready to tell people, yes, I am going to run. So that starts the 28th of March.
Right. And
or
this
February,
way, they
sorry.
Want to have people there to become delegates for them. They can be rounding them up. So it's just, I've been waiting for the governor to sign it, make sure it was really going to go through, which it has. And then, so everyone knows, this is 2024, it says the filing period will begin on January 2nd. It was always been in March, but now on 2024, it's going to change to January 2nd. And if January 2nd is a weekend, then it's that following Monday. So it's really changing things from how they've been done for a very, very long time.
All right. So keep an eye out for that. Like I said, especially if you're thinking about running for office, you've got to know those dates because they're coming up, and they're coming up quick. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Great. I love doing it.
So we will get in touch with you later on during the week, and we've got other things that we're going to talk about. We've got the food taxes still hanging out there, so we'll find out what we can about that, and once we know more, we'll bring that out. But well, we look forward to talking to you again later on in the week.
Okay, great. I'll be prepared.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Representative Christine Watkins. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.